Blackstone Audio presents Man in Profile, Joseph Mitchell of The New Yorker, by Thomas Kunkel. This book is read by Joe Barrett. For Deb, More Than Ever. Every portrait that is painted with feeling is a portrait of the artist, not of the sitter. Oscar Wilde, The Picture of Dorian Gray. Chapter 1. The Wonderful Saloon. Throughout his life, Bill's principal concern was to keep McSorley's exactly as it had been in his father's time. When anything had to be changed or repaired, it appeared to pain him physically. For 20 years, the bar had a deepening sag. A carpenter warned him repeatedly that it was about to collapse. Finally, in 1933, he told the carpenter to go ahead and prop it up. While the work was in progress, he sat at a table in the back room with his head in his hands and got so upset he could not eat for several days. In the same year, the smoke and cobweb-encrusted paint on the ceiling began to flake off and float to the floor. After customers complained that they were afraid the flakes they found in their ale might strangle them to death, he grudgingly had the ceiling repainted. In 1925, he had to switch to earthenware mugs. Most of the pewter ones had been stolen by souvenir hunters. In the same year, a coin box telephone, which he would never answer himself, was installed in the back room. These were about the only major changes he ever allowed. From The Old House at Home, 1940. The low late afternoon sun fills